Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your beloved brother Murad Muhammad, live on Blog Talk Radio. On the behalf of Eminem, New Africa, Excellence, Enterprise, LLC, Murad speaks. That brings you this broadcast every day of the week, 2 hours a day, 7 days out of the week, 52 weeks out of the year. These broadcasts comes to you, and we try to establish continuity and enlighten you in saying things that can give you the understanding. It also allow you to use your logic and weigh it and see if, in fact, it has some validity to it. It gives me great privilege, and surely I am highly honored to be able to be a part of history, because that's what's happening when you turn on Blog Talk Radio and listen to New Africa Excellence Enterprise, LLC, Murad Speaks. It is history being developed while you live. In the 21st century, you are hearing things that you never heard on radio. Communication is a necessity, it's not a luxury. You have to be able to communicate to the listening audience that will tune in. There are people, brothers and sisters, out there that's looking for something to see or hear, or something that can stimulate their intellectual mind and motivate their soul and give them the opportunity to be able to weigh certain things and figure it out which way they should go. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify his name, created the human being to be able to communicate to one another. And he's so superb in his creation, and there's no mistake in God's creation. Nothing happens without the will of God, not a leaf fall from the tree without God's will. But we say these things, but we don't understand it. And tonight, I want to see if I can touch on things that's happening around you, things you are looking at it, but it misses your intellectual mind. And therefore, you can't define it. It just passes you by. And some of us just wake up just to wake up. We don't have a clue that it was Allah, the God, that awakened you. You don't even give him thanks that you are awakened. You take for granted that you're going to get up tomorrow. You should not take it for granted. Matter of fact, when you get up, you should thank God for awakening you. But we take a lot of things for granted. Things happen in our family lives that we never thought would happen. Yes, most of all of us have problems with men or women that become alcoholics, men and women that become drug addicts, men and women that get involved in different gangs and cliques. He has our children that has even grown up to be an adult that falls victim to society. And these are the things we want to be able to give you some type of enlightening to understand the only way it's going to stop you and I, everyone that is listening to my voice, play a part. We have an obligation, and we cannot let things just pass us by, and we can't see things and not try to help it. For Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, says, if you see someone wrong, you should help them. Help them to do what? Help your brother or your sister to do right. But he also says that you should try to change it with your hands. And if you can't change it with your hands, change it with your tongue. And if you can't change it with your tongue, change it with your heart. You should pray about it. But then some of them take that saying and put their own twist on it. They say the latter part is the least of the three. I have a problem with that because it's not logic. Because the latter part is praying. My brothers and sisters, if you don't show God obedience, you can't move your hand. If you don't show obedience to Allah, you can't move your tongue. So it cannot be the least of the three. It only means that in this day in life, if you see something wrong, a man getting ready to rape a woman, then you should jump in to save her. And you could be a martial artist. You could be a great wrestler. How about a great boxer? But it doesn't stop a bullet. So the man got the gun to the female's head. Now you jumping in. You're dead. So then you say, well, you can't change it with your hands, so you change it with your tongue. So you scream from across the street and you say to that victim or that perpetrator, hey, what are you doing there? And he turns around and shoots you on the third floor or the fourth floor. How about the fifth floor? Or bullet travels. You're a dead person. But when you pray to God and you say to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah glorify his name, oh Allah, please help that victim. So the man gets ready to shoot the victim and the gun jams. God answered your prayer. The man shoots at the woman and missed. She got away. The man, for whatever reason, she said something and it changed his whole trim of thought. She walked away. Don't tell me it's the least of the three, for prayer is powerful. The problem is we don't do enough of it. So we have to be concerned of our neighbor. We have to be concerned of our surroundings. We have to be concerned of the people that's been created just like you and I. For we all come from Adam. So that makes us the children of Adam. That makes the human being your brothers and sisters, whether you like it or not. So tonight I welcome you, my brother, my sister. I welcome you, my friend. Yes, I welcome you, my enemy. Don't you ever think we don't have enemies out there. For they tune in to find out how they can attack us. Because it is written that Satan will come from the right, and Satan will come from the left, and Satan will come from the back. And surely Satan will be in your face, trying to make you go the opposite way. Now, if you don't recognize that Satan has that capabilities, then you don't see the punch coming. Because that, what you don't see, can destroy you. So you got to be wide awake with your senses. What senses? Well, God gave you five of them. You got to be able to smell them. It stinks. Get out of there. It's too loud. You don't want to hear that loud noise. Get out of there. Your senses tell you that when I touched it, it burned. You have to get out of there. Your senses will allow you to see wrong. What are you doing there? You got to get out of there. Brothers and sisters, there's no way in the world that you are given these senses, but you don't allow those senses to be utilized to protect who you are first as a human being. Yes, you got to have those five senses. I know some people are blind, so they cannot see. But that don't mean they don't have their other four senses. Some people can't hear, but they can see. And some people have lost all feelings. And when you put it all together, it don't taste right. And that which don't taste right, you spit it out. Well, that's the physical. It's likewise in your five senses. Those five senses was given to you by God himself in the womb of your mother. And those five senses are the balance of all knowledge. Who is the creator of all knowledge? Man? I don't think so. Man discovered knowledge, but he didn't create knowledge. The creation of knowledge is God. Why, he is the source of all knowledge. The system of all knowledge is God himself. And so if you understand the proper things that you are reading, you not only will be a better person for yourself, you will be a better person for society. It is important that you understand that you didn't come in this world by yourself. For when you came in, you walked into a community. I wouldn't care if it was your father, your aunt, your cousin, your siblings. They were there. It could be the nurses and the doctors. But you came into a world that had other people in the world. So you walked into a community. You was just an infant. You was just looking around, but your mind could not define it. And today you have grown up 40, 50, 60, you're a full man or woman in the age of today's society that says that you're a man. Why, brothers and sisters, when you turn 18, according to American law, you are a man or a woman. But isn't it amazing? that you still can't see, and you're a grown man, yet you can't hear, you don't feel anymore, while you don't care what you taste anymore, you can't touch nobody. It's amazing that you have these senses, but you're not utilizing them. And so this is why you see the world in an uproar, because we don't understand the will of God. But this station is not trying to help the rich, because they're rich. We're not trying to help the middle class, because they're doing all well. We're not trying to help those who can see and understand how to deal in the world today. We're talking about the ones that do not know. We're talking about the ones that stuck on stupid. And most important, we're talking about the ones that really do not give a damn. That comes in all walks of life. For I walked amongst the Jews, and I saw that. And I grew up with the Christians, and I definitely saw that stupidity. But right in El Islam, we see stupidity. Yes, that's how bad Satan is. Satan has no boundary, and you cannot get away from him. But Satan is a trial to you, because you're going to be tested without that which you love. You say you love El Islam, but you ain't passing the test. You have cut yourself off from the world. You want to be hidden in a bubble. You want to be stuck in a location by yourself. Then you can't go through the trial. But you don't think Satan is not coming there? Yes, he got you not wanting to be a part of God's creation. For there's two worlds, brothers and sisters. There's the world of righteousness. And that is what you created to be, is righteous. So it's in your nature, it's in your spirit, it's in your soul. You come out of your mother's womb righteous. So who made you unrighteous? Who allowed you don't care about being righteous? You don't think that Satan is not working on you? Well, he just said he's going to come from the left, right, the front, the back. Who gave him this permission? Did you think about that? Or you don't care? Who gave Satan, we say the devil this, the devil that, and we talk about the devil in the church, and we talk about the devil on Friday, and I'm quite sure the Jews talk about it on Saturday. The Seventh-day Adventists talk about the devil. But who is this creature? And what gives him so much power? Do you know that people think that the devil is a curse for God? Do you think that the people that believe that the devil is a match for God? Why, there are brothers and sisters that believe in El Islam that God created the devil. Oh, look at their understanding. They don't read. They go by someone else's understanding. So someone comes and tell you something, and you go for it. You don't care, because why? You've been sitting on the bedside asking someone to read you a bedtime story, and you didn't get out of that. So when someone just sounds good to you, you don't know what they're talking about, but it sounds good. Well, hell, ask the prostitute. The prostitute hears the pimp. The prostitute knows the pimp. The prostitute can't get away from the pimp. Why? He sounds good. He has ability to sell her total opposite of what she's been created to do. Now, is that a mind, or God created the pimp? Did God create the female to be like that? You got men and women that loves to drink alcohol because they read it somewhere in Scripture that a little wine before it's time ain't going to hurt you. So they drink wine. They got to sell wine. So all your righteous people that don't want to drink wine, a little wine will help your blood. A little wine you needed to bring you down. A little wine is what Jesus is drinking, so you drink wine. Anything that intoxicates your mind is forbidden. Did God got to spell it out for you? Because Imam Waruddin Muhammad, and I'm a student of Imam Waruddin Muhammad, has advocated for over 35 years that this mind is divine. We have a divine mind. So if you know your mind is divine, why would you intoxicate it? You got men that reads the Quran after they smoke their reefer, because they got to be on a different high plane. Well, that's a chump. That's a coward that knows that if he was in his mind, not the mind God created. If he was in his mind, he wouldn't be able to see it. So he has to lift that diabolical, that stubborn mind, that arrogant mind, and get high. Now he's going to read the Quran. And you believe that he's reading? No, he's going through the exercise. Because if he was reading the Quran, he wouldn't smoke reefer to read the Quran. You got men and women that will beat you up with the Quran, with that which you don't know. There's beings that never saw the Quran, don't know what the Quran is about, but they will beat them with the Quran. That ain't what Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has advocated. He said, if you want to get them, then get them with their own book. Because if they would do the right thing that their book advocates, they would be good people. They wouldn't disturb us. They would act righteous. Oh, I know, you say nothing in the Bible means good. Well, brother, something wrong with you. Something wrong with you if you think God just gave man revelation. For revelation came through centuries, brother, and you wasn't there. No, the Holy Quran is all the books, all that which is good in those books, not the rhetoric. All that which is good in those books is in the Holy Quran, because the word of God does not change. You see the logic? So where am I going with all this? Isn't it amazing that Satan works 24/7 to keep you away from being obedient to God? So if you weigh Christianity and you weigh El-Islam, they got something in common. Isn't that amazing? What is that? We're broke. Wow. We don't have economics. Why? Because we feel if we go to church on Sunday or Saturday, as I understand it too, and we will praise the Lord and we will sing about the Lord, lift up all the words, let the birds fly. We sing all the songs. We get that God has the whole world in his hands. If we sing those songs, that is better than us learning how to be doctors, lawyers, and engineers, because we're praising the Lord. But when everything is said and done and you go home, where do you go? Right back to the hell you was in before you went in the church. And you think it's going to happen overnight because you sung last night. You sung the night before. Oh, you sing almost every day. But what are you singing? I know if I go to any play and they got music, if I go to any type of entertainer and they got music, they're going to move my soul. For if you don't like Stevie Wonder and if you didn't like Michael Jackson, and you didn't like all the great singers like Ray Charles, then you got a hole in your soul. But we hear those type of music, and it moves us, it soothes us. Why Teddy Pendergrass make the female feel like she don't want nothing but heaven. But when the music stop, when the music stop, all that go out the window. You ain't got no man to hold on to. You don't have no wife to say something kind to. It all went out the window. It's only 3 minutes because that's your attention span. You heard of 3 minutes, open up the door, turn out the lights. Those type of music can motivate you. Well, same way in church. They know what they're doing. They know how we feel in our soul. But when it's all over, what do you have? You go back, the rent is due, the lights getting ready to get turned off, your car is broke down, you don't have no money to fix it. What did church do for you? Well, the music ain't going to help you, and the preaching on Sunday is not going to help you. You have to have continuity in being obedient to God. And all I can do is instill it in you and plant the seed in you and pray that it grow. I cannot make you do anything you do not want to do because I'm not in charge. Allah is in charge. But how do I get my blessings? Because I want the world. How do I benefit? Because I want the world. You benefit if you go do what God asked you to do, man. The female didn't take man down. Don't accept that. That it wasn't for the female, the man would be down. No, that's you. That's you that won't get up and go do for yourself. Because God ain't helping you unless you help yourself. So you pray all day. You come out on 5 prayers a day. And you do your sunnah prayers every day. Good. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. That's a good thing. But did you get up and go to work? Or are you waiting for work to come to you? You got to create work. Now, I know you don't have that ability, but you won't get behind one that may have that ability. Hey, try it. You may like it, but you won't try it because someone said this is all you got to do for the rest of your life is pray and sell incense and stand on the corner and see who you can talk to and then go pray some more and then come out and then go find a woman that can take care of you and then you satisfy with that few dollars a week that she may hand you. That's not Elder Islam. Don't you put that on Elder Islam. That's not what the Holy Quran teaches us. So we are manifesting our day to day of who we are. This is called Ramadan, the day of judgment day. Every day is a judgment day. And you and I will be judged every day. To make it to what? To the final day. The final day of judgment day. And that final day, you can't get back, brothers and sisters. You have to go through this struggle in this world, and this difficult in this world, to be able to do what? To be able to do what? Survive. And if you can make it in this world with Satan himself, as you refer to the devil, calls you, tricks you, cons you, everything under the power that Allah allowed him to do, but controls you. You submit to that, and you fell victim. But you're going to be tested. I don't care. Allah said it. I didn't say it. God said, I will try you all the way to your grave. So that's Allah trying us. I'm going to pass my test. Inshallah. Because I'm going to do what Allah asks us to do. These religions help guide you. But he said, first, be an upright human being. These religions can help you. But first he said you was a khalifa. These religions can help protect your morals. But you got to first understand that I got to stand up in my spirit and my soul. And I have to come to the intellectual understanding that I have a purpose in this world. And God blesses who he pleases when he pleases. And when he gives it to you, you have to give it back. And if you don't give it back, you will not be rewarded. For you owe a debt. I owe a debt to God. Did you ever knew that you owe a debt to God? Why, brothers and sisters, sometimes you don't even answer the phone because it could be Verizon wanting their money. It could be the mortgage people that wants their money. It could be the people that owns your car. You don't own the car. You're sophisticatedly renting the car. But you don't want to hear that phone call. But you don't want to hear the phone call of Allah because Allah is calling you. But for some reason, you don't want to hear it. Why you don't want to hear? Because you don't want to be obedient. Obedient to who? To your husband? Obedient to your mother? Obedient to your employer? Obedient to who? You have to be obedient to God. Comes from everything. Everything springboard off of that. So what happens? We get into power and we forget the obedience because the power allows you to operate without understanding. You're going to pay for that. Oh, you'll get away with it. Short period of time, you surely will get away with it. Why would you get away with it? Because God gave you the permission. That's why Satan don't like you and I. He gave you too much power. Don't you know you don't have to accept God? The one that created the heavens and the earth and everything between it? You was a little spot of blood, water, and semen. Look at you now in the mirror. But he gave you permission not to accept him. You made that choice. You chose not to be obedient. You chose to be other than who you've been created. You chose to be down in the mud. You chose to have low morals. You chose to rob the people of their success under your power, leadership. That's your choice. You can't give that to God. He gave you permission. And because he gave you that permission, you're going to be successful. But let me awaken you. It's called temporary heaven for permanent hell. And when the hell comes, you're now in the fire. That's what they mean by the hell fire. Now, hell is already, you can interpret it being fire. But they call it fire of the hell. The hell of the fire. Because this
creature that is coming from your left and your right and your back and in front of you. He is created out of fire. But he don't call himself hell. So they had to put the hell fire together because Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, said he would burn Satan, fire, and you in the hell fire. Oh, that's Satan. He's made of stone. You know, when you put those rocks on the fire to do your barbecue, fire can't hurt stone. But Allah's fire burns up the stone. This is knowledge. Don't ever put man in the category of Allah. Then a jealous God. I didn't say it. God said it. I'm a jealous God. Jealous when you choose and put a thing or a person next to God and have the gall to give him another man and call him God. You have the gall to give him a son as if he needs to create a son through your womb that he created. That he had to come out of that womb, like the human beings came out that womb. So God had to come out that womb. Well, that's not logic. And it surely is not what God says in Scripture. Because they want to give you apes and monkeys. But no science can say that an ape or a monkey came out of the womb of a human being. Only thing comes out of that tunnel is another human being. So you have to put logic into your thoughts, that makes sense. So God is not no human being when he created the human being. My brothers and sisters, he created your father out of the earth. Did you know he went down and sent his angels to bring him up the earth? Some people refer to it as dirt, mud, dust, and then he caused the rain. Because you can't put dust together with no substance. Why, hell, brothers and sisters, you can't move the earth. It would fall through your fingers. But when you put the rain, Allah called the rain now. Now they call it clay. Well, I'll accept that. Because when I was a little kid, we had to shape different animals. And if it didn't look good, we had to mess it up and do it all over again. But it had to be wet clay. So God molded and shaped us out of the earth and then breathed into that earth and created male and female. He created male and female, one soul. Yes, yeah, sister, you was created at the same time as we men, out of the earth. Isn't that unbelievable? Can man do that, bring a human being from dirt and dust? Or clay, or mold, or mud. Just think about that. When this creature called devil, this creature is called Iblis, this creature is called Satan, Lucifer, whatever you want to call him, he came from smoker's fire. He was not bowing down to mud. So God brought us out of the earth and asked his angels and the jinn, is Satan, who wasn't Satan back then, for him to make such a prayer as we do. Put your forehead on the earth in which you was created from. The womb that gave you birth. And they don't call it Father Earth. They call it Mother Earth. So the people back then understood. They didn't need religion because they was upright human beings. So there was no religion. There was not El Islam. How did they operate? Out of their good nature. But man went so far to the left that he allowed man to create religion. And it helped. And Allah rewarded them. They was our Jews. But they kept it to themselves. Allah didn't create good for you to keep it to yourself. So now he had to create a male through the womb of the female. Just think about that. Because we men want you to think you came from our rib. I never liked it that. I was only 10 years old. Because I couldn't take me getting stick with a needle, more or less you being pulled from my rib. So the writer said he put Adam to sleep. So he wouldn't feel the pain. Did they have Novocaine back then? And the woman came from his rib, and he woke up wanting to know who was she. Now, if you go for that, there's no independent thinking individual way except that. But we were stuck on stupid, so they can tell us anything. So we came out of the earth, male and female, one mold. And then Allah separated us to be male and female, but we only got one soul, meaning your soul, sister, is the same soul I got. So I try to touch your soul, you try to touch my soul. But we are one soul. Where's your other half, brother? Oh, there she is. Why you refer to her as the other half? Smart thing to say, because without her, you ain't a complete man. You're a half a man walking around. So all this is logic. But then he came back and allowed Virgin Mary's mother to come together with her husband and produce a child to help the people in that area. They needed a righteous child. And so what happened? They made a girl. Well, we don't need no girl. What the girl going to do? She can't beat no army. She can't take no one down. But God said, I know what you know not. Oh, I heard that before. Why, Lord, is you creating another creature? For what? To cause more mischief in the land? Bloodshed? Bloodshed. God said to his angels and to the jinn, I know what you know not. Lord, we produce a girl, we got to start all over. He said, no, I will marry to come into this world through your womb so she can give me to a male. And what would his name be, Lord? Jesus. So we went crazy because Jesus came out of a virgin womb without the aid of a man. But we never thought about how Adam, our father, came in here. There was no human being. What womb did he come through? What womb did his wife come through? Eve. Yes, you're right, Mirage. They came from the earth. Well, which one is more spectacular? But one you forgot. Who allowed you to forget your father and your mother that was born in heaven? This wasn't down here on earth. This was up in heaven. Your parents was in paradise. You forgot? You don't even talk about it? Just ask yourself, what preacher talks about Adam? What rabbi talks about Adam? Yes. Woody Mann teaches you about Adam. Satan is a bad creature. You don't give him credit. He erased your father and your mother from your mind. Isn't that amazing? But you say you're reading. So now here comes Jesus, and you thought this was something spectacular. Allah said, I did it without you. I can will what I want. So he willed Jesus through the womb. And you know what's so spectacular about that? The Christians got differences with the Jews and vice versa. And the Muslims got difference with both of y'all, and vice versa. Well, all three of us accept that Jesus came here without the aid of a man. He didn't let Satan take that from us. But what they told you that rules you today, that you can't come to God unless you come through his son. Who did that? And why did they do that? But I want you to think about that. We have to praise Jesus to get to God. At one time, if you go way back, They made God Jesus. But God said, I'm not going to let that happen now. So they switched. And most Christians call him the Son of God. He's the Son of God. Now, brothers and sisters, tell me what nationality is he? Because if he's a human being, he got to have flesh. Or he'll look like a skeleton. If he's a human being, he's got to have bones to hold the flesh. If he's a human being, he got to have a jugular vein to pump the blood into all the body organs. If he walks, he got to have legs and feet to stand up. To all to see, he got to have eyes. To all to have a brain, he got to have a head. Oh, yes, he's a human being. But what did God create him for? Because he needed a righteous man coming from a righteous woman that wasn't of this world to take the Jews down. Oh, no. Scripture said he went and took down Jerusalem. No, you should dig a little deeper. Because in Scripture it says that I created Jesus to take down the fig tree. Isn't that amazing? The fig tree. The fig tree. Adam, yes, Lord, don't eat from that tree. The fig tree. Did you hear a tree before? Jesus? Adam, don't take a bite of that apple. No, Lord, I'm not going to bite that fruit. Fig. Is it a fruit? So it had to have more meaning than what you thought it had. Because it's a fig. And Adam was biting from an apple. Well, that's amazing. In Scripture, tree means knowledge. Yeah, the tree of knowledge. But why apple? You ever taste an apple? Tastes good. Say apple a day. Keeps the doctor away. Everybody like apples. It's sweet from that tree. Adam. Adam bit from that tree. And he swallowed it. And he committed a sin. But you have something that is a necessity to have. Some stands out greater than others. For every human being has one. But the man stands out more so than the female. What is it called? Your Adam. And we don't have time to go into why you got an Adam apple. You're the type of your father and don't even know it. Oh, isn't it amazing? Adam was black, so the Chinese is out. No, he was an Arab. So the African American is out. No, he was Pakistani. The words didn't exist, brothers and sisters. What is he? Adam. What do he look like? He's a human being. Well, what do I have in common with him? Do my eyes look like him? Well, what do your eyes look like? Are they blue? I ain't no Caucasian. Well, you don't look like them. Are they brown? I'm not no Asian. Well, you don't look like them. What color of eyes did Adam have? Did he have kinky hair? My hair is straight. Well, what did your daddy look like? Well, let's look at logic. What do you have that Adam has? Oh, it's a coincidence. Our Adam apple. Every human being is a type of Adam, and you don't know it. Because why? You're not intelligent enough to understand it. So Satan whispered in his ear. You don't have to listen to your Lord. Show your Lord that you can do this on your own. He ate those words. Oh, he bit from the wrong tree.
And God told him not to bite from that apple. Meaning, it sounds sweet. See, that's the metaphor. Listen, brother, she got some good sex. Just go in there and take the sex. She loves it when you give her pain. Oh, look at that sweetness. Sex. Look how gorgeous she is. Sex. So you're going to eat up my words, and you're going to do the work of the devil. So Adam slipped. Not to hurt God. He thought he was showing God what he can do on his own. Don't eat from that tree, Adam. And Jesus, go take down the fig tree. Why figs? You ever see a fig and see all the seeds in there? It multiplies. You plant a whole lot of seeds, you're going to have a whole lot of vegetables. But it don't mean the physical seed. It means the knowledge that the Jews were teaching. Cut the fig tree down so the knowledge will not grow anymore. But Jesus didn't go into Jerusalem to take down Jerusalem. He's not no murderer. He don't take down pigs. He cut off their propagation of being the chosen ones. Makes more sense, doesn't it? This is Blog Talk Radio, brothers and sisters. New Africa Excellent Enterprise LLC Mirage speaks. I speak to what? I'm sure I ain't speaking to your intellect because you're so confused. Why you can't give up the drugs? You can't give up the alcohol. Why you low in your nature? You can't even give up your low morals. I can't talk to your intellect. You're confused. But I sure can talk to the nature in which Satan cannot touch. It's the nature in which you was created. And that's your El Fitra. You have to come back to your nature. And if you're listening, it's because I move your soul. No, I'm not Teddy Pendergrass. No, I'm not James Brown, Michael Jackson. But the word of God. I don't need no music. All I have to do is touch your nature and what God has created you to be. So we're going to say with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the praise and the thanks is for God. We thank him for the gift and the blessing of the mortal human person, Muhammad, the honorable and noble servant messenger of God, which follows that salute and that translation of that salutation to the last prophet, Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah. The seal of the prophet is mentioned in the Bible, do we Muslims call the Ijil, as is given in the Holy Quran. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. We say, Bismillah, Akbar, Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Asa, wa salam, wa salasu'ili kareem. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salaka Allah Radeem. Now, brothers and sisters, before I came on, I said, Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. Why? Because I don't open my mouth. As I say, with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Now, that may not mean anything to you, but only God can guide my words. I don't have a piece of paper in front of me. I'm not reading from a script. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. But I've seen so much in the world. I've seen so much in life. I see men and women walking around like zombies. I see men and women don't know why they exist. They just get up prepared that they might have a family reunion in 3 or 4 months. That's all they care about, a family reunion, meaning you isolate everybody from you. You've got your little immediate family, and you're going to cook for your immediate family. But it's amazing that when we call a year, that brings us all together. We don't come together. Because why? We ain't a family. Just like you were taught by Satan to have your own little family. And it rubbed off. Because all of us are individuals. And don't let no stranger come over and want to eat. Who is he? Who is she? It could be a person that's hungry. You don't care. He's not a brown. He's not a green. Why, he's not an Ali. He's not a Muhammad. You see how they got us all confused? So we are taught to be individuals. We are taught to be separate. We go into office. And when we go into office, we are so happy to be there
that we become the worst. We become the worst, not the best, the worst. And when that administration leave, they did nothing. Then another one coming, another one. Before you know it, we're 20 years behind time. Brothers and sisters, if I took over something and can't do nothing with it, I will hand my reservation in and ask to be dismissed. Because it could not be for me, because I ain't producing nothing. But they legends in their own mind. And I found out we got another little problem. It's called a racist problem. But we more racist than the race called racist. We don't even like ourselves. And we don't like no one that look like us. And we don't believe that God can come to anyone that grew up with us. Now, Allah can pick everybody else but you. Why? Because you was born with me. Who the hell are you to have the will of God and I don't have it? So this logic about how they have controlled our minds, look what they have said. Oh, he's a Muslim. Yeah, are you a Muslim? No, I'm not a Muslim. Stupidity, isn't it? Yet you say you're not a Muslim. But now let's ask one that believes they are a Muslim. Is she a Muslim? Oh, no, she's not a Muslim. Stupidity. See how bad Satan is? He got the one that don't know they're a Muslim and got the one that thinks they're a Muslim think you're not a Muslim. But then you ask them the question, say, what logic did you use, sister? Well, brother, she didn't take Shahadatain. Oh, is that correct? Okay, let's ask the sister, Kristen. Sister Kristen, why you don't want to be a Muslim? Because I don't want to be like Miss Ali. I don't practice my religion like her. I am not a Muslim. Okay, Miss Ali, Miss Crown Pepper, she's not a Muslim. No, she's not a Muslim. So let me give you logic. Everything that submits to the will of God is a Muslim. So where was the word Muslim when your father was created? Where was the word Muslim when Eve was created with Adam? Where was the word Muslim with Noah, Lot, Jesus? Where was the word Muslim? Didn't need it. Because everybody knew that Muslim means one who submit to the will of God. It's only when man got away from it and Satan made it in 1400 years ago as if you are out of your nature to be called a Muslim. But the stars come out at night. They submit to the will of God. They're Muslim. The moon comes out. It's a Muslim, religiously. The sun rises, and it's set, and it comes down religiously, a Muslim. So the stars, the sun, and the moon is Muslim. It's a mystery of the will of Allah. But you're the crown of the Muslim. You're a human being. But let me show you who's more Muslim than you are. So let's go down to the animal, to the animal kingdom. A rat, would you eat it? I don't think so. But a rat is more Muslim than you are. Because why? The rat stays in his habitat. He ain't trying to be no cat. The cat is a Muslim because he accepts God's will to be a cat. A dog is a Muslim. Why? Because it stays in its habitat, and it's going to live its life like a dog. A snake accepts his, he has no legs, no feet, but he moves swift, and he's fast. He stays in his habitat. The pig, you call him a pig, 99% poison, but he loves his habitat. He's a Muslim. You never hear anyone call those animals human. But now let's look at the human being. The cat got nine lives. Man, that man, he's just like a cat. Why are you giving him the cat name? You see the way he eats like a pig. You don't gave the human a pig thing. Oh, man, this guy, he ain't nothing but a rat. He tells everything. He's a rat. Rat didn't do nothing to you. But you gave the human a rat's name. He's like a pig. Oh, he's a pig? I thought he was human, but you gave him a pig name. That man, he ain't nothing but a dog. But yet you want to do it doggy style. What is Allah saying to you? That you can come down off that intellectual human mind, that righteous nature, and come down to your flesh, your animal flesh, and wobble with the animals. You got that permission. And you can be every one of them. But they can't come up to you. So the dog is saying, what you doing down here in my habitat, you fool? But you down there with no morals, you dog. You're sexing everybody. So the dog said, what's wrong with you? You see me having sex with a male dog? I'm a female. I have sex with males, not females. You see me going to get a rat and I'm a cat? You see the cat going trying to have sex with a pig? No, they submit to the will of God. Who do you submit to? Why, you don't know if you're a man or a woman, and you give that to God? And he created you to be crown of creation. I told you, Lord, that I would trick them, that they got out of their habitat, the nature in which you have created them. So women walking around, this is in all religions, brothers and sisters. We ain't talking about one. Yes, you got women with women that say they're in Al-Islam. Oh, they're so intelligent, but they stoop so low like an animal. You got men that think they should be he-she. You can't give this to God. That's your burden, and that's what you chose. You allow Satan to trick you. And Satan is doing his job. He said, I'll prove to you that they will not be obedient to you. How in the world that you got to go through another human being, whatever you want to call him, Jesus. Come here, little child. Yes, sir. How old are you? I'm 7, sir. Tell me, where is God? Well, he's close to me than my jugular vein. Oh, my God, how did he leave that body and become Jesus? Do you talk to God or you go through someone else to talk to him? Oh, Lord, they know not what they're doing, Lord. Forgive them. Who's the Lord he's calling on? Well, that's why they call him the Son. S-U-N? Or S-O-N? What son are you talking about in Scripture? Oh, you didn't figure it out. But let me ask you a strong question. If something came out of your womb today in the 21st century, that, like a child, that has the wide in your womb. So when that husband comes to enter into you and you are so large that you make himself feel like, my God, what am I doing here? I feel like I'm in the ocean. What came out of that? Oh, brother, God came and he gave me a child. Well, that's the physical. But let's look at it. What virgin is God talking about? No man has ever touched her. She didn't eat from the tree, brothers and sisters. She was taught by God. That's what made her righteous. God instilled righteousness in her, her intellectual mind. So when her mama sent in a wise man to feed her, they call it food. You see what I mean? Well, food, the tree. The tree was Adam, knowledge. Now Jesus is being, his mother being fed by another tree. Zachariah comes in to feed her. She won't take it. He tells the mother he won't touch that food. But it wasn't a physical food. She didn't need his knowledge. No man ever touched that divine mind of Mary.
To marry was a divine mind. She instilled it in her son because God taught her. Oh, God can't teach her. Why? Because that seems impossible. So it wasn't no physical virgin, meaning she wasn't of this knowledge of this world. He come back in Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He operated in his nature, his Muslim nature. He didn't know nothing about religion. No man taught him. God taught him. He chooses who he pleases. So he had to have a righteous man coming out of that womb. Nobody tampered with her. And he sent them to Jerusalem. He did his job. They don't multiply right now today. They killed Jesus not. They never killed Jesus physically. They had to tell you that because he was unintelligent. What they tried to kill, the words of Jesus. He killed a man, he gone, so what? But his legacy lives on. So they wanted to kill Jesus' legacy of the word of God. So they made you put emphasis on the flesh, that the flesh was crucified. Well, I can teach this for the next 6 months, but I'm just trying to give you some logic to bring you to the reality of today. Imam Wallace D. Muhammad, I'm a student of Imam Wallace D. Muhammad, and I take pride in saying so because he was the one that directed me to read scripture, all the scripture, as if God is talking directly to you. Don't let nobody interfere with you, Marat. Just like Allah gave it to us, he'll give it to you. He gave it to me, I'm going to give it to you. And you give it away to all those. Tell them to go in there and read it. And take all these fairy tales out of your head. Because Jesus is a human being. No one comes out of those tunnels unless you're a human being. So that makes him the son of Adam. I know. You got a family reunion and you want to see your father. Why? Because my type is my father. What about his grandfather? Well, that's my father's father, so I got him in me. What about his father? What about his father? Oh, I know, the furthest you can go back is a Kente Kente. They done tricked us with that. But they won't let you go back to Adam. So that means Adam is in Jesus. And Adam is in you, 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 all of you, including me. I just know my type. My father was the first prophet. To us. Yes. And my brother was a prophet to us. Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So prophecy is in us. I can see the future. I got vision. My soul leaves my body. And it ventures out. And it sees where I'm going. And it comes back because he ain't no human intellect. And asks me to define it. But if I'm intoxicated with liquor, wine, or beer, if I'm intoxicated with drugs, if I'm intoxicated with sex, I'm intoxicated with dope, I can't read anything. Come out here, human, and read where you're going. So remember what the Muhammad said, we only got two hands, but you got to understand the history. But God said, work from the present to your grave. So you got to work for the future. So you got to have foresight to understand the future and where you're going. So now the present passes you by, past tense. History rewarded all research, but you take the past, which is the history, future, and put them together, Allah will give you the present. Because right now you don't see the present. You're just talking. And so I take everyday scripture and incorporate it in everyday life. And I study it to learn what did Noah meant by he had three sons. And where this word comes from, Ham, where does black come from, has been cursed. What all this mean? What do it mean that Jesus bled from his head? What do it mean by he was nailed to the cross? What cross is they talking about? Jesus Christ, is Christ in all of us? Who is Virgin Mary?
the nature. Allah would not give you a picture of someone that don't look like you, brothers and sisters, and say, that's my son. He'll be less than the Lord of all the world. Someone is going to be slighted. If there's 5,000 nationalities, just assume personalities and different complexion, a whole lot of people will be upset. So how do you give it to the human being? You talk about their nature. You got away from your nature. Well, he told his angels, don't help them until they revert back to their nature and come back to the obedience to me. Not obedience to a third party. Obedience to me. The same man, I hear him all the time, say, you got to come through Jesus Christ to get to God. That's not common sense. You got to come through a dead man, and he's a man that dies just like you and I. You got to come through him. We love Jesus Christ in his proper perspective. He was a messenger of God and a prophet to us, and we don't distinguish one prophet from another. Isn't that something? The Jews stopped at Abraham, and the Christians stopped at Jesus. And in El Islam, we respect all of them. That's what Allah wants you. I sent them to you. And each one of them had a purpose. But don't difference from one from another. Yeah, we put emphasis on Muhammad. He's the seal. You ever baked a cake? I know you have. You have to put ingredients in that cake. The eggs got to go in there. The sugar got to go in. You know all the stuff you put in your cake. But when you bite into it, you won't ever praise the sugar or the eggs. Makes sense to you? This egg sure tastes good. You call it the cake. So the ingredients get the credit. Because without the ingredients, it lets you miss one ingredient. Something about this cake don't taste right. I forgot to put the sugar in it. Oh, that's Muhammad the prophet. All the prophets made up Muhammad. So all we got to do is say, may the peace and blessings be upon the prophet, the seal of the prophet. That covers all of them. See how merciful God is? You see, brothers and sisters, you got to have body. You got to have your soul. And you got to have your mind. But the soul is the leader. Because you don't feel in your soul, you ain't going to move. But the soul, in order for it to move the spirit, you got to move the soul. So now you got the three, the soul, the spirit, and the mind. But who calls the prayer? Who leads you in prayer? Your soul leads you in prayer. But if the soul is no good, it'll take it down. So the soul got to be righteous. But what came before the three? The body. Allah had to create the mold before he breathed into it his spirit. So you need three people to make prayer. What do you think, we just do these things? My grid prayer came in. We only do three. But we don't make no sunnah before my grid. But we do make two after my grid. Amen. So that represents the five senses. If you ask Allah in your sunnah to protect your five senses while you sleep so you can awaken to your five senses. I know it sounds way out to you. No, Allah loves when you don't forget him. You have to thank God that you awaken. You have to thank God before you go to sleep that he will awake you. Why we pray early in the morning? The crack of dawn. Tell me why. And if you study it, it caused knowledge. First it was dark, then came light. Crack of dawn is God saying you're now coming into knowledge. There's no beginning and no ending. What is your beginning? Knowledge. There's no ending to it. You've got to study. Don't stop. You ain't going to get all that in this world. But you'll get it in the hereafter. And then you'll get it in the next world, the next world. We evolve. That's what we do. We evolve.
You got to understand this is the 21st century, and you have to talk to the people that they can understand what in the world you're talking about. And I try to make it plain and clear. And hopefully it'll take you through the Holy Quran and allow you to see it for yourself. Because you cannot get close to God if you're not obedient. Obedience reaches God, not your sin and not your prayer. That's your obligation to God. He don't need your prayer, but he loves your obedience. Your obedience that allows you to go and make yourself a better creator, a creation. You are the creation. So that's what you want. You got to want your nature, brothers and sisters. That's the force of God's nature, is to bring the world to what God wants. There's snow and ice balls in Texas. Is that not God's creation? We have to stand next to our females and understand that we have to be side and side with everything we do. Your nature is excellent. The excellence of the human being comes first, and then revelation. If you ain't got no excellence in you, you ain't going to see revelation. And I said, and I reiterate, that woman did not cause the man to fall, but she is strong. Man's strength is in his nature. And then comes revelation. So I say these things to give you a clear understanding that we can be successful in the world if we understand the word of God. That's the only thing we have to fight with. I want to tell you that a dream come true. I had a meeting today, and I met with a group of doctors, and I was very impressed in what they want to do. I don't think I will announce what they're doing, but it's something that is a necessity. And the thing I like about it is bigger than one can imagine. I ask Allah for things like this because that's what made me successful, is think big. Move small, but think big, because you don't have the big money. But money will come if you think about how you can help others. But I don't want to mention this young lady's name, but I met a beautiful specimen of a human being. I can't tell you what she looked like. I don't know how old she is. I don't know how tall she is or how short she is. All I know, she's a very brilliant female that can articulate what she wanted. And she read me the writer act about what she don't like. But what touched my heart, she said, if it's going to help our community, I'll put my difference aside. See, that's why God say that the female is the greatest assistant to man in this world for you to survive. I can't wait to have my meeting with her tomorrow. I got good news for her. But the more important, we have to work collectively to get out of this rut, because we don't manufacture anything. We're looking for everybody to give us food, clothes, and shelter, and then they give us a job to sit on with no power. We're powerful collectively, and I believe that they are going to understand that once we come together. But power is not just being all black. What power is that we don't let nobody control our destiny. I don't care who you are. You cannot control my destiny and whoever is with me. Because why? I trust my love and my heart and my obedience, because I've been through the acid test. A lot of them didn't come through the acid test. But I explained to our foreign brothers the blessing that y'all are missing, that y'all walking past the men and the women that stood the bounds of suffering and prevailed and got continuity in being upright in spite of all the hell that we have caught. We ain't trying to get revenge. And that's what God chose us for. And once you understand that, then things can happen. Because we in the way. Just so happened, we don't have to unlock that door. It's paradise on the other side, but we ain't turning over paradise to dictatorship. No, we're not going to do that. However, if you can show us that this will create jobs and education, and we can say that my administration has done wonderful things for the community, then I'm all for it. To the man in Atlanta, they're still talking about him, because he used to say, okay, how many millionaires we have in the room? That's not enough. We got work to do. Other mayors don't do that. They ain't trying to make no African-American millionaire. Don't you know, brothers and sisters, I done sold out every major building here. I done took the biggest networks like ABC, NBC, CBS, HBO, USA, Showtime, and made them billions of dollars, and then they asked me to take over a little building that's sitting north. With a blink of an eye, I can make that one of the greatest assets for our children. And you know what they asked me for? They asked me for my resume. Now, I thought maybe I should give it to them because maybe they just want to brag and show, look who I'm talking to. I'm talking to Warren Buffett. I'm talking to all these great men and women. I'm talking to this one. I'm talking to that one. Maybe they can help me with it. I don't know. I have no clue. I have no clue, brothers and sisters. Why are they coming to me? Why are they asking me to do what I'm doing? But yet I gave it to them all 3 months ago. 3 months. But when you deal with these people, when I go into Alabama and they want to make millions, I don't have a problem. When I go into Las Vegas, Nevada, and they make millions, I don't have no problem. When I go into Mississippi and try to do what I have to do, I don't have no problem. When I go into these countries and around the world, I don't have no problem. But soon as you come to your own people that hasn't done nothing before, ain't doing nothing now, and won't be there later, you can't get nothing done. So this, you can't blame everything on the Caucasian or people that come to stand our way. We are our worst enemy. Now, it doesn't bother me to the sense of the word that I want that job to be able to bring that which is insignificant to be significant. I don't need that work. However, there's a lot of little children needs that. Every day, that building should be jumping with culture and refinement. I went to a play that my granddaughter was in. Place was packed with white folks, black children up there putting on shows like The Lion Kingdom, like The Wiz. A great show, little kids, African-American do it. But who would give her a job in the inner cities? Nobody. Why? Because they don't think we have that kind of talent. I would like to snatch her up and sit her in that building, and every month we have a play because she's that talented. But it's a shame that they can build communities for their children, but we can't build anything for our children. You're not supposed to get to me. They stop you at the door. What can we do? I'd like to see Mariah Muhammad. Do we have an appointment? Do you have an appointment to see me? You know who Mariah Muhammad is? Well, because I walk amongst them and I greet them, they ignore what I can do. They don't want to know what I can do. Why, you got a group of men that is so stuck on stupid and not doing anything and can't produce nothing and losing everything. Now, it's okay for themselves if that's what they want to do, but they're losing it for the people that depend on them. It's got to stop. So I believe that my dream is going to be manifest. And I don't want to give it out right now, but I can't wait to tell it. And the reason being, because you'll have some haters, I learned that word now, that's what the children use, you'll have some haters trying to block success for a city. I want to leave you with this. My success came from the governors. My success came from the House Speaker. My success came from the senators. My success came from the casinos. My success came from the superintendent that controlled all the prisons. My success came from the networks where the Jews control. My success came from the Jewish communication. My success came from lawyers that didn't look like me. My success came from people that took a love to my creativity and staff to prove me. That's where my success came from. Now, there was a few blacks on the way, but nothing like the people that I've met. So if I was in the music business, I crossed over. That's when you get wealthy, when you cross over. Because when you're all black, you stand still. Now today, I decide to come away from the sport world and show I can do the same thing in the religious world. And we're doing it. So we went from 4,000 to 10,000 to 20,000 to 35,000. Now we want to put together a Juma prayer on a Friday. And we got a senator, Irishman, that got us the place and underwrite the place. We didn't ask them, but the Shore Board of Essex County and Union County has called in the President of the United States. That's large. And so we are meeting every week. They're coming from all over. But then you have a group of brothers that you grew up with that's stuck on stupid. They want to know who's ahead of it. And when they find out who they think is ahead of, they ain't getting up and want to be a part of it, like we care. Put them all together, I may be 100 people. We want 60,000 people at this Jom of Prayer. And we would stop with them. We wouldn't go nowhere. Do we invite them? Sure. We ain't hating on them. We just ain't letting no one stuck on stupid to think that we're going to put up with rhetoric. I call it like I see it. Islam is all humanity. So what I was trying to show you, that Muslim means one who submits the will of God, has nothing to do with religion. Get that out of your mind. Show that you are intelligent. Stop saying because she's a Christian or a Jew, she's not a Muslim. Stop saying if you're a Jew or a Christian that you ain't a Muslim. It doesn't apply. One don't have nothing to do with the other. You are a Muslim in your nature. You are trying to do what Allah has created you to do. So for us that we learned one word, Muslim. Okay, you're not intelligent, so we'll say from now on, do you submit to the will of God? Oh, yes, you're a Christian. Yeah, but I submit to the will of God. Do you submit to the will of God? Oh, yeah, but you do. Yeah, I submit to the will of God. Do you submit to the will of God? Yes, I submit to the will of God, but you're a Jehovah Witness. Do you submit to the will of God? Yes, I submit to the will of God. Well, you're a Hindu. It has nothing to do with your religion. But for whatever reason, Satan won't let you say that. For whatever reason, Satan won't let you say at them. For whatever reason, Satan got us separated that we won't come together as upright human beings. Well, brothers and sisters, we will never have anything because God is not with that. So you just struggle. And you who won't get married, you know, I got a problem. I have a problem with intelligent people that are afraid to get married. Allow me to say this to you, my sisters. When you leave this world, you will know nothing of this world. I'm quite sure you know that. No pains, no aches, no headaches, no Satan trying to get to you. So the hereafter is better than this world. But you're not going to survive without a man. You've got to have a man. Now, I know you're looking for him to ride on the white horse and with sheep on and plenty of money in the bank. It ain't happening. A man is a real man that understands what the world is about, not what Jersey is about, what the world is about. Not one sitting there playing games on his attender and don't think that we got a whole lot to do here. However, my sister, some of y'all feel because my husband died, I shouldn't be married. That's not what God says. This is a temporary world. You have to survive in this world. And if, in fact, that man is in your heart, when you leave here, because who you married to, that's who you will be with. And you will know none of the other men. That's how merciful God is. He removes it from you. And you will see the man that you love in your heart. That's the way it goes. So you ain't hurting him, someone he ain't coming back. And he sure don't want you to suffer. I stand on Mount Everest and say to my wife, unless you're able to have a child, you wait 90 days. And when I'm gone, I'll be with you in spirit. Go get married. Now, why 90 days? Because she could be pregnant. And then there'll be some confusion. You wouldn't know whose child it is. Makes sense, don't it? But get married, baby, so you can enjoy yourself in this world that's a trial and error. Now, I know you want to be like the nuns, and that's what they use the word, none of this world. But what happened when they went against the grain? Who given them these babies that they are bored and hiding on the ground? They dug it up and found hundreds of babies. Who had those babies? The nuns. Why? Because you can't go against the grain. So who's pregnant now? The priests don't want to touch two flesh coming together. It's a sin. Who told you that, that God created us as a sin? Oh, that's evil. Two flesh can't come together. But yet they got your little daughter or your little son bending over backwards. They molesting children. They went against the grain. And when you go against the grain, this is what you get. We was created to be together. You were created to use your common sense. But no one will tell you that. If you, brother, made $1 million without her, you did pretty good. But multiplied by 100, that's how much you left behind because you wasn't married to her. And I want you to get this straight. That back then, all we had to do was enter into you as our wife. Today, anybody can enter into you. Yeah, I know a lot of them play that game. One is against the law to abstain. What law? God's law. He didn't ask you to abstain. But you chose to do that. And then you go around the corner and you with someone else. And then you with someone else. And you with someone else. It ain't going nowhere. But if that man entered into you centuries ago, 2,000 years ago, that was his wife. See how sacred you were? See how dignified you were? You ain't need no third man to say, I do, that's my wife. All you need was Allah. But we have lost our morals, so they give us a piece of paper to bring them back. That's my husband, because it says right here, this is my husband. Is that your wife? Sure, it's written right here, that's my wife. Well, go tell your wife you want 6 babies, you want sex every week, and she better cook your meal every day. See what that piece of paper does. Well, she'll tell you where to wipe it. So common sense says it has nothing to do with a piece of paper. I'm not saying don't get a piece of paper because you can't even make a decision for your wife unless you prove it's your wife in this society. I'm not talking about this society. I'm talking about the will of God, that's the way you're supposed to be upright in your morals. Get married. Oh, he had a wife. Oh, he takes care of this woman, that woman. But you got nothing. Ain't too many men out here. I was on a plane with a beautiful sister, and we got on in California, but we had to stop in Chicago. And when we got some tea, she said, I have never flew from California to Chicago and hold a conversation for all those hours. I said, but you said you're a school teacher. She said, yes, and I'm a retired school teacher with a PhD. I said, well, that's amazing. You were never married? She said, I had a husband who was a PhD. I said, well, what do you mean that I'm so special? He said, he didn't talk. I said, well, how did he get his degree in teaching if he didn't talk? He said, he didn't talk to me. We didn't hold conversations like you and I just did. You can talk about anything. The black man don't talk. I said, don't say that, sister. She said, I should be asleep. I don't want to sleep. I can't wait till we continue because we got 2 more hours. I was amazed. When we landed, she said, can I have your number? I said, I don't want you to have my number and your husband. She said, I divorced him. What I liked about her is she saw a real man, and that's what she wanted. Do I fault her? No. Matter of fact, I should be ecstatic. However, if you don't mean her right, then you be obedient to her. And you protect her virtue. She has a right to get weak. But damn, man, don't you get weak. Allah will reward you. Everything is good intention. If you ain't intending to make her a wife, you shouldn't enter into her. That's what God is saying. Free Muhammad. Free in the name of your Lord that created. I can't read, Lord. Oh, he was unintelligent? No, he didn't have a book in front of him. He didn't have a piece of paper. God don't need no man's paper, man's ink. Read my creation. Well, if you can read the moon, the stars, and the sun, can I not read the greatest creation in the world is the human being? I look at you as a beautiful specimen, as a female, and I'm going to abuse that? Then I ain't righteous. So make her your right hand possess. Oh, brother, I don't want to be nobody's right hand. No, it has nothing to do with my hand. I can make a mistake and put it in the elevator to stop it and get cut off. It ain't got nothing to do with the hand. Your righteous self, your righteous character, your righteous upbeing. Make her your right side. And treat her like a wife from the neck up. You chose, brother, to enter to her. Allah said, give her dignity. Marry. Because if you don't, it's a sin.
But you don't need no piece of paper to make it not a sin. So if we thought like that, this would be a great moral world. But Satan don't want it to be that. So he gets the best of us. See, y'all with the degrees and y'all that intelligent, he sends more imps on you all than he do that one that's on welfare that don't want nothing. He got her. But you escaped. So he's sending them all at you. There's so much temptation on you. It's unbelievable. And you think you're sneaking around. It says, what's in the dark must come to the light.
What light is it going to come to, my brother, my sister? What light is it going to come to? The final day of judgment, when you stand in front of your Lord, your history will be read. I don't think you're going to like it if you don't get it together. I know you did so much, you don't think God will forgive you. Yes, he will. He's all forgiving and most merciful. But you have to mean it. Brothers and sisters, it gives me great privilege, and I am honored to be able to take time and just give to you the things that I take out of my schedule and read about. And you know, when you know that you're doing well, people become jealous of you. They say things about you. But I learned well. I have to give credit to Jabai Muhammad, Herbert Muhammad. And I have to give credit to Muhammad Ali. They said, did they spell your name correctly? Because nobody kicks a dead horse. I'm not dead, so they're going to kick me. But I want to know, you know, bad news is better than no news. There's people walking around here saying that they know what the word of God, nobody even knows. You got to protect your knowledge. And the way you protect your knowledge, you have to give it back. And Allah will protect it for you. Because we all owe a debt to God. And you got to pay up that debt. Yes. And he don't want your money nor your glory. He don't need your ego. But he needs your good deeds. And so, the sister I was speaking about, when she said good deeds, I'm going to help my community. You get past me, I'm with you. I like that. Another sister of New Africa, Excellent Enterprise, LLC, she gave me 25 minutes of her mind. And I said, you know, you sound like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. She said, I was taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I said, well, I'm giving you credit. Because your credit of how you articulate is what needs to be done. I said, but why don't you be like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? He went out and got people that could say what he wanted to say in the proper perspective that they could understand. They articulated. So he built the Minister Farrakhan. He built Malcolm X. He built Imam Waruddin Muhammad. Yes. Jeremiah Muslim Shabazz, Minister James Shabazz. Yes, these men and hundreds of more went out there and articulated what he wanted. So he talked through them. He didn't have no ego. But they kept saying, lift me up. Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, lift me up, I'll draw all men unto you. So when you wanted to get to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you asked Minister Farrakhan, can he take you to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? Malcolm, can you tell the Honorable Elijah Muhammad I said so-and-so? Jeremiah Shabazz. James Shabazz. Can you go to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? He made them big because everybody wanted to get to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Lift me up and draw all men unto me, unto you. But we don't want to lift no one up that got it. So it sounds good, but who gives a damn? You've done nothing, but you're blessed. You got a gift. Give it to somebody. And that's what you females have. You can't be out there. It's a wild world out there. Hillary Clinton, she's a rarity. Everybody can't be a Hillary Clinton. But she was taught well. I know y'all laughed at her. Her husband slipped. I would get rid of him. I wouldn't be one of my brothers and sisters. You got wives that leave their husband because they didn't come home for 3 nights. Not once, not twice, maybe 10 times. He got caught around the world. She never waved it. People didn't like her for that. But she had a plan. She knew she couldn't be your president and not be married. She knew that she had a Rhodes Scholar. Now who's laughing? And Allah erased that. Hell, it just came to my mind. Nobody think about what Clinton did when he was in office. But you do. You hold grudges. And you want to be the punisher. And who getting punished? You are. You got no man. You ain't go nowhere. You're standing still. And you wasting time. Because you can't forgive. But you go to the day of judgment begging God to forgive you. Well, that's a hypocrite. So Hillary Clinton is a few months away from being the first president of the most powerful country in the world. And you worry about Donald Trump. He tell you all the truth about what they're all doing. And you worry about him attacking El-Islam. What man or what army, what country can attack El-Islam? Well, didn't you read it? I have chosen for you El-Islam to be your true religion, and I perfected it to be perfect. That's the words of God. God chose our religion. How in the world a little sand on a beach, a pebble, going to attack El-Islam? No, he's attacking your ego. He's attacking your conscience. He's attacking your nationality. But he ain't attacking El-Islam. He ain't powerful. Or Allah can shut him down. And I tell you about those ice balls in this day and time, in this weather, falling on Texas. Come on, brother. But what you need to do is come together as a community to prove that we don't belong to those Muslims that just do what they want to do and call it El Islam. I can teach like this all day long because there's no format that tells me stop here, and now I ran out. I'm no robot. Allah gives it to me, put it in my hard drive. And just things pops up, and I'm reading it. You know, when you need something on your computer, you pull up your hard drive. Well, where did the hard drive and the computer come from? Allah. Man want to say he created. Yeah, the computer owes him. Because when it breaks down, man got to fix it. But man have to give the credit to God, because we are a computer. So when you read and study, you install it in your hard drive. You pour water on that man-made computer, it's dysfunctional. You can't even use it no more. Pour water on Allah's computer. See, because water means knowledge, sister and brothers. So give me the knowledge and my computer functions forever. See what wisdom does? So all we are saying, get back into your nature in which God has created you be, and be that human being. And the angels will protect you. Because God said, I created the angels to protect my human being. And those jinns that heard a beautiful recital, and those jinns will protect you. And you wouldn't have no worry, brothers and sisters. So inshallah, we're going to bring the president in here. And inshallah, we're going to have Juma so we can have about 60,000. But we agree, Essex County, Union County, Shore Board agree that we ain't picking anyone to do the prayer. We'll wait the 2-3 days and all the imams will get together and we'll choose who will be the one who will lead the prayer. That's fair. But if you pick someone now, you'll have people saying, well, I'm not going there because y'all picked Eli Obey to be the critique. Yes, that's how they are. So we learned that 6 years ago. So we don't do that anymore. Tomorrow, Eli Obey, the Tashia of Imam Wasi Muhammad from 7 to 9 will be on. And my beautiful sister, Michelle Muhammad, will teach you how to eat to live from 8 to 9. And then Thursday, we have Dalmel Kareem. By the way, we want to say a little dua to the youngest son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the youngest brother of Herbert Muhammad, Imam Wasi Muhammad. And the child of Sister Clara Muhammad, Akbar Muhammad, has passed away. He has reverted back to the nature in which God has created him. We ask Allah to separate his faults from his goodness, his sins from his good deeds, and grant him paradise. Surely Allah Almighty, speak the truth. I thank you for listening. If I said anything to hurt you, that's not my intention. Hopefully you will forgive me, and I ask Allah to forgive me for saying anything unintentionally to hurt you. If I said anything and split any verbs or mispronounced or it wasn't quoted properly, well, I'm human. You got the point. But if I give you the ability and the initiative and the motivation, determination, and want to stand up in your spirit and your soul and be all that you can be and revert back to the picture in which God has created you to be and be obedient to God, give that credit to Allah. I greet you from all the prophets to Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the seal of the prophet, with the words of the Holy Quran. Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you, and thank you for listening.